First Amendment and All American Station,
a division of Insane Broadcasting,
Renegade Radio. This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
You are listening to the War Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, the first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up, not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up for the proud white community. War, WAR, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence. KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper Show will be controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper Show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Now on the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to this good Tuesday morning primary election all throughout the state of Illinois. So I would assume that Biden is probably going to take it fairly well. And I would think after this next week or so, if Sanders is smart, he'll go ahead and back off because he has no chance of winning. All he's going to do is spend his supporters' money. And I don't think that's right to him, are the supporters, are anyone. But I believe that's what's going to happen, so we'll have to wait and see. I know a lot of people wanted to hold off on the primary election here in Illinois, but it's going to go on, and I think, again, there'll be three or four other states are going to have their primary election. I think there's 500 or 600 votes out there, or 500 or 600 delegates out there for this election coming up. So we'll have to see how it goes. Let's go ahead and take some callers. Go ahead, Diane. You're on the dark side.
Hi, this is Diana Gunther Legate. I want to tell all you voters out there a little secret. If you ask for a non-party ballot, they'll give you a ballot where you can write in some candidates. And I would like you to put Bob Romanek on there, and you all know how to spell it, B-O-B-R-O-M-A-N-I-K, opposing Jay Hoffman for House of Representatives. And I would also like you to write me in, Diana Gunther-Legate. That's Miss Diana Gunther-Legate. It's spelled D-I-A-N-A-G-U-E-N-T-H-E-R-L-E-G-A-T-E, opposing Richard Durbin for the Senate. I realize that it's a little late in the game, but I can tell you right now, me and Bob is the two for the job. And you want to know why? Because I studied the SNAP system for public aid. They sent me, because I'm a poor person, two letters with 48-cent stamp. five pages with over a total of $2 and some odd cents times 15 million people in the state of Illinois for health care, to qualify for health care. Now, all they needed to do was just pop that box on my Illinois state taxes and say, yes, I'm below the poverty line. I'm for you poor people. I'm for the steel workers of America. So is Bob and the Corn Belt here. And that would have saved us $30 million a month with 15 million people in the state that needed health care, when we already knew that everybody was going to get health care. I got an Associate of Arts major in Psych and Journalism, an Associate of Science, Science and Marketing, an Insurance Actuarial Science license, and me and Bob are the two for the job. Bob Romanek got people back to school and an opportunity in this country to be something, which every poor person deserves. I stand up for all our vets. A lot of our vets are homeless. So does Bob. He wants to get you some housing. And so I want you to write us in and see what we can do for you come November and get on that ballot, because we're the two for the people, for the poor working class Americans, middle class, and I want to do something about those trailer tags.
Diane, thank you very much. I mean, we can go on and on with everything that the government's bad at, and you can write anybody's name you like in, you or anybody else. That's our right as citizens and voters of this great, once great state of Illinois. So thank you very much for your consideration and your talk. As we know, everything revolves now around the election. The virus around the election, the money around the election, and this coronavirus, it's starting to really take its toll, I think, on a lot of people. I know in the market, I got out of the market, took a bunch of money out of the market right at the end of last year. People thought I was crazy. Now I have people calling me, telling me I'm the smartest thing around because I got out at the top. And I'm not going to get back in until it goes down a little bit more. And there's going to be a few good days, but there's going to be a lot more bad days. And that's what I'm concerned about, the bad days. I'm concerned about the bad days for all the people in this great country, how they're going to be motivated or have the lack of motivation when it comes down to all this Dow Jones and NASDAQ and S&P. Everybody wants to get involved. Everybody wants to get it on the high note. But a lot of times you can't get it. You can't get it on the high note. You got to get it on the low note. And you got to get in when the market's bad. And that's exactly what I've done. I got out the end of last year, I think the 28th or 29th of December. Everybody said that I was nuts. And I told them, yes, I am nuts. But what's that have to do with the Dow? And they all give me all kind of crap. And then when this stuff turned around, I'm getting calls from all over telling me how intelligent I am, what should I do, what should they do to follow me. And I tell all of them, do what you think is best for you. Everybody has a different take. Everybody has a different take on this stock market. And if everybody had the same take, we'd either be way up or way down. And the market doesn't go that way. The market always wins. At the end of the day, the market, the Dow Jones, the Standard & Poor's, the NASDAQ, they always win at the end of the day. So don't think that we can beat that system, because we can't. We're not going to. We never could, and we never will beat that system. Said in Illinois, we had a trash newspaper come out today and say that Biden was going to win, and they're wondering at what point in time does hold on a minute. At what point in time does Bernie Sanders say it's time to get out? Now they can all talk the crap they want to talk. Look at Elizabeth Warren. She got out, and who are you going to back now? That was a week or so ago, and she still hasn't said she's going to back anybody. I would assume that when Biden finally gets the nod, I would assume that Elizabeth Warren is going to say that she's not going to say who she's for, because I don't think she ever wanted to be for Biden. She wanted to be for Sanders, but that's not going to happen. She knows that. Everybody knows that. So I think they're going to just kind of fight through it. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom. Definitely the Patriots. You can call toll free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. I wish I could get some decent people. I don't care from what state, from whatever, that's going to call and not give everybody crap. That's always been the problem. The people that want to talk down. The people that don't want to talk are the people that are in it for the duration. They're concerned about what's going on, and it's a shame. It's a shame that we all can't stay involved, because this political setting takes us all in. Not just at election time, takes us all in day and night, year after year after year. But nobody ever wants to do anything about it. Nobody ever wants to put their name out on something. And it's crazy. It's crazy that it works that way, but that's the way it works. I don't know if you people look through the internet, but there's been 4 or 5 killings of police officers in the last week and a half, 2 weeks. 4 or 5 police officers. There's been so many killings all throughout the country, and it's not getting any better. It's not getting any better at all. In fact, it's getting worse, and nobody knows how to stop it. There's going to be more killings of police officers. We never saw that in the past. Did we ever see that in the past, where a police officer in California was killed, and the next day, 2 in Arizona were killed, and 2 days later, 2 more in New York were killed? Nobody wants to hear it, but if it's a factual, situation, it has to be addressed. Has to be addressed. People think, well, why should it happen now? Well, if everybody wasn't as stupid as I think a lot of people are, they'd want to know. They know about the killings in California. They know about the killings in New York, and they know about the killings all over. But to them, it isn't a homegrown situation. Oh, some policeman, 2 policemen, 3 policemen got shot and killed. What about the 5 policemen that were shot and killed in Seattle, Washington a year or so ago? Nobody keeps bringing that up. But boy, they'll bring up this coronavirus situation because it affects them. It affects them. And it's a shame. It's a shame that that's the only time that it's going to happen. It's the only time that people are going to get word of what's going on is when it affects them. And that's what's going on now. The polls were open at 6 this morning, and they're going to be open till 7 p.m. And I would think and hope that everybody would go to their last polling place and see if that's in fact where you're going to vote this time. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about anybody else. They just care about themselves. They care about getting their vote out. And then to them, it's over with. Now, if they were intelligent at all, they would understand that how these election goes is how they go. But they don't care about that. They don't want to get involved any more than get out there and vote and either bitch or be happy about, at the end of the day, who won the primary. They've done that for years and years and years. I've been part of it. I've been part of the good, and I've been part of the bad. And when they bring those votes in, in a lot of places, if it's not what they want, they'll make them what they want. But I think anymore, I think in Illinois, I think in Missouri, I think all over the country, that these people are getting what they voted for. There can't be any more changes. They can't go to the polling place at 7 o'clock at night. They can't go to the polling place at 7 o'clock at night and say, hey, we need an extra 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 votes. I don't understand that, and I don't think the good people that are out there understand it. But, again, if you want to talk about anything these last 2 or 3 weeks, you know what it's about. Everybody knows it's about this virus. nobody wants to admit it. Nobody wants to say, hey, that's the only thing we should be talking about. That's not the only thing we should be talking about. We should be talking about local issues. We should be talking about issues in East St. Louis and St. Louis and Belleville and Fairview Heights and Waterloo and Arnold, Missouri. We should be talking about the local issues that really touch us at home, that really give us a feel as to what's going on locally. You know, we can talk about this coronavirus all day long, and that's what people have been doing. They've been talking about the coronavirus. They don't give a damn about anything else. There's crap in the paper. There's not going to be any basketball games. The NBA is suspended this season. It's amazing. It's amazing how people can sit there and talk about a situation like this virus, but they can't talk about local situations. You know, all the schools have been shut down. All the schools have been shut down, the restaurants, the bars. It's a one-day happening, and then we do what? We move on to the virus again. That virus is going to end up hurting a lot of people. It's probably going to end up causing some major pain and suffering throughout this whole ordeal. Now, everyone says that it's going to be short-lived. I do not believe it's going to be short-lived. Now, I think the market will go up and down accordingly, but I do not think at the end of the day, that this stuff is going to go away in the next week or two or three. Now, hopefully I'm wrong. I've been wrong before. And if it helps the people out of this great country, I don't mind being wrong every day. But when they want to fight it, when they want to make a big to-do about it, and they know nothing can be done, they have no control over the President of the United States and what he's going to do nationwide. Everybody's going to lose money. Now, the market's up a little bit today, but I guarantee you, in the next couple of days, it won't be up. In the next week or two, it won't be up, because it's going to go back and forth and back and forth. And people understand that, and they just let it go. I don't know why. I don't know why it's happening that way. I see in the paper that there was a man charged in the slaying of an O'Fallon man who shot to death in East St. Louis. That's on the that's in the newspaper this morning on the second section. I think there's 8 pages in the second section, and it's amazing, and it's front page top fold. It's amazing how they let this crap go on and on and on. And nobody says anything about it. Nobody does anything about it. Now, I know they have their police officers out there trying to find out what's going on, trying to get these guys arrested. But it's amazing. It's amazing how it's not a big deal. It says here, too, that a 14-year-old boy had been charged with 2 felonies after police say he shot an 18-year-old man in Belleville. Isn't it amazing? Nobody would think about it, or if you thought about it, you read it, and you moved on. Now, I don't understand how that can be, because everybody at election time wants to get crazy. Now, we've got on the state level, we've got Mark Coran Jr. He's an attorney. He's running for United States Senate. He's a Republican candidate. And the other candidate is Peggy Hubbard. She's 56. She's a retired IRS analyst. And she's running on the Republican side. So today we will have a Republican candidate against the Democratic candidate. And I look to see kind of a do-nothing election, because I don't believe there's any way that a Republican is going to win a United States Senate seat. Now, they've got every right to run. I know Peggy Hubbard's from Belleville. She's been involved in politics a long time. I don't know this gentleman or read anything about this gentleman from Libertyville. But at 7, 8, 9 o'clock tonight, they'll declare a winner. And I hope it's somebody. I hope it's somebody that can give the Democrats a good fight. Now, I don't think it's going to even be close. I'd like it to see it be close, but I don't think it's even going to be close. But that's what we do in this great country of ours. We have every right to run, have every right to run for election. And if you win, you win. If you lose, you bitch about it and you move on. I see for the 116th district that there's three candidates, David Fries, David Holder, and Kenneth Schmidt. That's a position that Jerry Costello II had before the governor pulled him out and took good care of him. So it amazes me how these guys can take a political position and make it a personal situation, and nobody thinks twice. Nobody thinks twice of it, but you know, that's the way it goes. And we've got Madison County, we've got two candidates on the Democratic side running for state's attorney. We've got Susan Jensen. She's from the Glen Carbon area. Then we've got Crystal Like. She's from the Alhambra area. And they're both attorneys. And it amazes me how people will sit there and say, well, what about this candidate? What about this candidate? They don't do that anymore. They take one side or the other. They don't look at the ups and downs. They just see the candidate that their people want. And that's who the hell they're going to vote for. They're not going to vote for somebody just because they're the best qualified. Have you ever seen a situation where somebody's voting for someone because they're the best qualified? You may have 1 or 2 or 3 or 4%, but the majority of them are going to vote because that's who their party people want, and so that's who they're going to get. I talked to some people in St. Louis, and with all this virus going on, Lida Crewson and her crew and the Democratic aldermen, they're still having their fight. They're still fighting the fight. And when it's all said and done, you're going to find out that at the end of the day in St. Louis, it's going to be a racial situation. And people can say, Bob Romanek, you're the ultimate in racism. No, I'm not. I've helped out more black people probably than white. But when they say there's going to be a hell of a fight, they're going to run a black candidate against Lida Crewson, and I see that coming. They're already bulking up. There may be 2 or 3 candidates running, but I honestly don't see how Kim Gardner can win the race. I know she's got a little bit of black support, but when it's all said and done, I think the black community will come together. They'll get behind one black candidate. They'll run her out, and I think it's going to be a woman. They'll run her out there, and I honestly think she can win. I don't think Lida Crewson, Lida, I'd rather lie to you than tell the truth, Crewson, can put it together. I know she's going to have a decent campaign staff. I know she's going to have some decent people working alongside of her, but having decent people means nothing anymore. You don't have to be decent. You don't have to be decent to win an election. All you have to do is have enough people and the right amount of money. And I think that's what's going to happen in East St. Louis. And then I also see in Centerville-Allerton, where they're fighting headfast to make two towns one, and then take both those towns and incorporate Cahokia and then put them all together as one big Cahokia. And that's coming. I've heard it from very, very reliable sources that that's what's going to happen. And that's just a little bit down the road. Once they get Centerville and Allerton together, you'll see how quick that you get Cahokia, and all three of them will combine to just to be one Cahokia, and Curtis McCall Sr. will be the new mayor of Cahokia, the brand new Cahokia, and I would assume they'll take his son and make him a Centerville Township supervisor. People say, well, that's not going to happen. It is going to happen. Everybody knows it's going to happen. But you know what the biggest part is? Most people above the hill don't give a damn about East St. Louis. They don't give a damn about Centerville, Allerton, Cahokia, Washington Park. All they give a damn is about them. So they're going to let this go. The people above the hill are going to let this go. And I don't think there's going to be a major problem, because all they're going to do is throw those three towns together. And after they throw them together, they're going to have three times the trouble, three times the crime as they had before. But if that's what the people below the hill want, that's what the people below the hill are going to get. Lines are always open. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430. On the east side, 394-1190. And we'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America by State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor white shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America by State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
We're gonna take it anymore.
back to the dark side. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? We sit around, we want to say things, but we're afraid to because we don't want to piss somebody off. See, that's the difference between me and most other people. I don't give a damn about pissing somebody off. I didn't give a damn 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 10 years ago about pissing somebody off. But so many people do. They want to listen. They want to go to the bars or restaurants or whatever and talk bad about it. But they never want to get on the air. They never want to get on a TV station because they don't want to get involved. Isn't it amazing? People don't want to get involved. But they do. They always get involved, and then there's always a problem because nobody wants to answer for what they say in public. Now in private they'll do it all the time, but not in public. And isn't it amazing all the money that's going to be wasted. All the restaurants that are shut down, all the bars that are shut down, everything that's shut down because President Trump and even the Democratic politicians think that's the best thing to do. Well, maybe in some situations, some parts of the country it is, but I don't know why they would think it is all throughout the United States, but they're going to make a big to-do about it. They're going to make it like it was something that it's not, and that's what gets going. When you start a rumor spreads quicker than the fact, quicker than the truth on any given day, and they know that, and that's what they'll do. They'll start these vicious rumors. They'll keep them going until everybody is shut down, and I guess that's the way politics works in the United States. I don't think it used to work that way, but I think that's the way it's working now. And I can't believe on both sides of the aisle, they're acting like they're trying to help the country out. And I think at the end of the day, they can do more harm than good. They just have to kind of watch what they're doing. And it's amazing. All these universities, they're falling right in step. No, no more school, no more this, no more that. They can keep that no more crap going forever and get away with it. I still say, give us 25 to 35 years, this entire country will be a socialistic country. Now, it's not going to happen overnight. You've heard me before. It's not going to happen overnight, but it is going to happen because the millennials coming up and the generation after them, they don't give a damn. You can see it coming. They don't give a damn. And for anybody with any intelligence to say, oh no, it's going to remain strictly diplomatic, it's going to remain strictly Democrat and Republican, no, it's not. You give it to 2050 and you see what this country's become. And I don't really give a damn about what these people want to do, these millennials and all these people that are coming up, the newly people getting born every day. I don't give a damn about any of that. What I give a damn about is they'll say, see, this is a lot better form than being a diplomatic, being a socialistic fan base, a socialistic political base is where we need to be. And as you know, you have to put politics and sports together. There's nothing that goes any better than politics and sports. And one time I thought, now these politicians aren't going to let these sports figures get over on them. But guess what? They have gotten over on them. And these politicians don't know what to do. They've let not just baseball, basketball, football, but they've let all of these sporting events outlive, outwork politics. Nobody thought that would ever happen. Oh no, the fans of baseball, basketball, football, they're just out there to make some money and have a good time. I think that was a start, but as you good people know, that's not what the finish is going to be. It's going to be all about the millennials. They're all going to be socialistic in 25, 30 years. Nobody's going to say a thing about it. We're just going to move on to have a socialistic form of government. Now, Bernie Sanders says, hey, that's the best kind of government to have. We can control the people and still give them what they want. And that's okay until people start bitching and moaning and groaning. But I honestly think at the end of the day, they're going to quit bitching and moaning and groaning because they're going to be happy. They're going to be happy with what's going on. And nobody's going to say anything about it. Nobody's going to do anything about it. And they're going to let it go. And in 40, 50 years, they won't even know what a diplomatic political organization is. Because everybody will want to be a socialist because that'll be the easiest route to go. You know, you see in the paper over in Missouri, here in Illinois, all over the country, people are talking about what the government puts out. The government puts out that there's problems with this virus going on. There's problems with this going on and that going on. And that's where the people will move. The people really, and I can't say that they're not intelligent because they are, but they don't know which direction to go. A few years back, they knew what direction to go. You're either a Democrat with a lot of money or you're a Republican with a lot of money. And they worked around that. Anymore, it's so crazy. They don't know what's going on. They don't know what's going on. And they're having a hell of a fight. And the vast problem is you've got Biden and Bernie Sanders. These guys are fighting each other, and they're fighting each other from each end of the political spectrum. What Bernie's for, Joe's not for. What Joe's for, Bernie's not for. And people know that. They know exactly what's going on, but they'll play the game. They'll continue to play the game because all they give a damn is about them and their people, their political people winning. They don't give a damn about the masses. Nobody gives a damn about the masses. They just give a damn about themselves. I see throughout all these papers the last 4 or 5 days, front page, top fold, president says strong action was necessary on this coronavirus. Things will get worse, warns health officials, federal health officials. Professional basketball player test positive. It's amazing. They throw all this crap out there, and that's what's talked about. That's what will be talked about today, tomorrow, until this stuff is taken care of. Now, I don't know if and when that's going to happen, but if and when it does, it could be a long time coming. I heard the president last night, you know, this may not be over for quite some time. So everybody's going to play it for what it's worth. Everybody's going to play it to get some political mileage out of it. Because if they don't, that makes them the losers. We've got over in Missouri, we've got all the blacks in the St. Louis area. They're gearing up. They don't want Crewson to be the mayor of St. Louis. A lot of them never, ever, ever wanted Crewson to be the mayor of St. Louis. But she happened to win, so they're playing with what they have to play with. But it will come to a point, and I think this next election will prove it, that there'll be a black mayor. And once there's a black mayor, it's never, ever, ever going to run right. Because you're going to have Kim Gardner there as a prosecutor. You're going to have a black lady as the mayor. Do you think they're going to give a damn? You know what they'll give a damn about? Getting more money. They'll be like the mayor of Chicago. All she bitches about is needing more money, more money, more money. And that's what's going to happen at the end, is they're going to bitch and moan and groan until they get more money. You notice in Baltimore and a lot of these towns that have black mayors, how they're getting caught up in politically bad situations, criminal situations, but nobody gives a damn. They talk about what a good job the ex-mayor did, and she got caught up in a bad situation. Now, they never say that about white mayors. When you see a white mayor go down, it's, he should have went down. He should have went down sooner than he did. Nobody gives a damn about that. Nobody gives a damn about that. But let a black man shoot somebody. Let the policeman come in and have the black man shoot the policeman. And every time, it's going to be the police officer's fault. I don't give a damn if he's black or white, male or female, a Democrat or Republican. They always throw that crap out there. For some reason, it's the police officer's fault. And they'll run with it. They'll run with it. And you people watched it for years and years and years. They'll run with it. And they'll act like it's no big deal. You know, that's the way it is. You know, if you're in a black area and you get shot or killed or arrested by a white police officer, you know it's all racial. It's been racial since day one. I talk about the racism, and there's a lot of proud black people, but there's also a lot of black bums out there, just as there's a lot of white bums out there. Nobody wants to address the black bum situation. But let there be a white bum situation addressed, and it'll get wings, and it'll fly and fly and fly. And it's a shame. It's a shame that it has to be that way. But at the end of the day, that's the way it is. That's the way it's going to be. And if we don't do something about it, it's never going to change. But on that note, I say, no matter what we do about it, it's going to change. And you're going to see, put this in your little books, you're going to see in 25, 30 years that our whole country will be primarily socialist. And they only be socialist because it's going to benefit the younger generation, the millennials, because they don't know what they're getting into, but they will eventually. And when they do, I think they'll wish they hadn't. But at that point, it'll be too late. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romani, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a
uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back. Welcome back to the dark side. As you know, our last two or three minutes, I really don't have time to do anything. I just want to say that I hope after today, some of you people that were afraid to play politics, afraid to get involved in politics, will get involved because, see, your voice, my voice, all of our voices are just as important as all those rotten bastards in Washington, in our state capitals, in our city halls. They're no better than us. They want to act like they are as soon as they get elected, but they're not. And we have to all come together and put a stop to it. And as always, the only way that we can do that is make sure that we come together, we let these asswipe politicians know that they're not going to get the last word. People get pissed off when they think the politicians get the last word, and they have been getting the last word. But it's time now with all the other problems to stand up and say, we're not going to take it anymore. You know, we're just as important as you politicians, probably more so. So we're going to have to come up with it, and we're going to have to play their game to get them out of office and put people in there. They're going to do right by everybody. And as always, time to go. And you know what that means? That means that we all have to come together. We all have to come together as one. Democrats, Republicans, men, women, black and white. We all have to come together as one and put these rotten, no-good, no-count, low-life son of a bitches in their place, because they continue to try to put us in place. And at the end of the day, at the end of the day, if we all stick together, we'll win. Now, we're not going to win forever, because as I said, 20, 30 years down the road, we'll be a socialistic country, but that's just the way it's going to be. So let's give them the fight while we can fight them. And as always, let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe bastard, political, parasitical, perverted punks that we call politicians. And at the end of the day, let's new on to them as they continue to attempt to do unto us. Let's destroy them. Never, 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 never any violence. When I say destroy, I say destroy them politically, politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the Grim Rapper of Radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The Grim Rapper of Radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. a nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break.
Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.